With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We expect to hear from Georgia later today, a report expected on the state's hand recount of ballots in the presidential race. Meanwhile, the Trump team moving ahead with challenges in other states. When will it all end?
How much further to go? I don't know. We're going to be fine. At the end of the day, this thing will work itself out. It always has, and it will here.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, fellow Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota, saying the Trump camp is well within its rights to challenge the vote.
We have to find out for sure what did happen. And I think the president's supporters, once he has looked at those and the facts are brought out, then they'll be able to move forward.
Also at SRNNews.com, America's confirmed coronavirus death toll now surpassing 250,000, with infections on the rise in every state.
From a linear rate to now an exponential rate of growth.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker placing new restrictions on indoor activities and warning of another stay-at-home order if things don't improve. In the country's largest city,
we do need to close our schools.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says it's disappointing but necessary. It will be all online learning at least until the end of the month. In New York City, Denver closing its schools as well. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, while holding back on issuing a statewide mask mandate, pleads with residents to
please wear them.
The U.S. reporting 170,000 new infections yesterday. Drug maker Pfizer planning to seek emergency use authorization from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. That emergency use authorization will be applied for tomorrow. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. Right now, the Dow futures down 118 points, NASDAQ futures off 45. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance?
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A pharmaceutical giant claims they've got a vaccine that's effective against coronavirus infections in almost every case. Officials at Pfizer said yesterday that their shot works 95% of the time, and that by the end of the week, they'll be moving to get it approved for emergency use in the U.S. More than 250,000 people have died from the virus nationwide. The number of positive cases in Duval County is now over 39,000, and statewide we've now got over 900,000 cases. Yesterday, State Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said that distance learning in Florida can continue for the rest of the school year due to the pandemic. A man is dead after a confrontation with Jacksonville police. They say that when they pulled Devon Gregory over for a traffic violation Tuesday night on San Juan Avenue, there was an argument with Gregory and his two passengers, which escalated into four officers opening fire. No one else was hurt. Gregory was 19 years old. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Looks like everything's doing okay so far. No big backups, delays. The weather's looking pretty good. Partly sunny with a chance of showers. Expect a high around 68 today. Low tonight, 59. Friday, more sunshine with a high 75. 46 now in Jacksonville. Talk radio WBOB. Here's what's happening this morning. Some Florida mayors say Governor DeSantis isn't doing enough to address the coronavirus. The Georgia Secretary of State says President Trump might have won the state if he told his base to vote by mail. And a new poll finds half of Republicans believe Biden won because of a rigged election.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, A.J. David, Rogers. Let me explain. Roger was ready to take some time off the day after the election. And they said, Roger, that's like the day after the Super Bowl. But we don't know what team that gets that won yet, right, A.J.?
Yeah, man.
So Roger's taking some time off. I said, dude, he called me yesterday. We just got back from Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. Yesterday afternoon, we did the show from over there. And he goes, dude, I'm going to take. I said, I told him 2 weeks ago. I said, take a couple weeks off. So he's going to take about, I don't know.
Apparently, he got that plan, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, well, he's going to plan off for next week. I said, good time. I'm like, well, why is it he gets to take time off, but I still got to come into work? I'm just kidding with you.
We're glad you're here.
Listen, I've always told everybody, I am the happiest behind the mic. Hey, good morning. 5 minutes after 6 a.m. Ed Dean, good to have everybody here. AJ Davis hanging out with us for probably for a good week or so. I guess, you know, guys going to be filling in and hanging out.
Probably until December.
As Roger takes some time off, and he needed some. So we got a lot of guests lined up for you. 904-831-0600. That means you get to co-host with me this morning. And we talk about most of the issues you want to talk about, even some of the conspiratorial stuff out there that I don't buy into. But I always say, AJ, I like a good conspiracy, but I don't buy into all that out there. 904-831-0600. Thanksgiving is a week away from today, and Democratic governors throughout the country are still doubling down by saying you need to limit yourself when it comes to family and turkey.
This year, it's just too dangerous to gather together indoors where the virus can spread so easily.
We're urging everybody to keep their Thanksgiving plans as small as possible.
If you are considering spending Thanksgiving with people outside of your household, I urge you to reconsider.
Even in the state of Oregon, the Democratic governor, Kate Brown, says if you do not abide by what we recommend, guess what? For example, we're going to limit 6 per house. We're not going to fine you. We're actually going to install jail time for you.
For the last 8 months, I have been asking Oregonians to follow the letter and the spirit of the law. And we have not chosen to engage law enforcement at this point in time. Unfortunately, we have no other option.
Did you hear that? Unfortunately, we have no other option. But there may be some light at the end of the tunnel. Not all Democratic governors are on board with another lockdown or shutdown. Even though they do abide by having a statewide mask mandate, Democrat from Kansas, Governor Laura Kelly, says, hey, listen, we're not going to do it. Instead, if it's going to be done, we're going to allow the local municipalities to take charge.
Because we are giving some flexibility and autonomy to our local elected officials to put in place what will work for them. Do they need to have a face covering protocol in place? Absolutely. But we think we've seen what we've learned is that one size does not fit all. And so we want them to develop something that will work for them.
There you go. She says the one size does not fit all. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says if they try to, in a Biden administration, come out with trying to propose a national mask mandate or even when it comes to a government shutdown, Republicans, and he says, and you look at some of the other Democratic states out there run by Democrat governors, he thinks they're all going to push back.
It's very important that governors have autonomy to do what's best for their constituents. And when you talk about the notion of lockdowns, one of the reasons people are so concerned about that right now is because some of the leading experts that are advising the Biden administration are certainly suggesting that. And so we're going to push back against that as well. And I'm glad to hear that there are Republican and Democrat governors across the country that agree that that's not the right approach to take.
One of my favorites, host of Waters World on the Fox News Network, Jesse Waters, has said something that I keep asking. Wait a second. We've got increases happening in many of these states, and it doesn't matter. But yes, the majority of them happen to be run by Democrats, but I don't play that game. But Waters says, what's going on here? We've got more mask mandates, but yet they haven't stopped the spread of COVID.
Mask worshiping. Mm-hmm. I wear a mask in Manhattan, but if I don't wash my hands or social distance, then the mask is useless. Where all these little hot spots are popping up, whether it's California, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, all of those states have had mask mandates for months. It's not the silver bullet. They just had an outbreak at the Mayo Clinic.
Yep.
They had an outbreak at the World Health Organization. The royal family's getting sick. Professional athletes have caught COVID. Democrat politicians have caught it. There's only so much you can do against the virus.
And there's only so much, he says, you can do against the virus. Now, several Democratic mayors here in the state of Florida want Governor Ron DeSantis to issue things statewide and to give them more local control over. Are you ready for this? To impose fines, maybe even additional jail time. Democratic mayors this past week said they were extremely concerned about the rising number of coronavirus cases in the state. By the way, folks, if you look at the numbers again, you know where it's at. The majority of it, of course, course, unfortunately, is in South Florida. But they are saying that Governor Ron DeSantis is not approaching COVID-19 in the right way. They want to implement a statewide mask mandate. They want the governor to allow cities and counties to enhance local measures, for example, additional penalties for not wearing masks, and some other things out there as well. Governor DeSantis this past year signed an executive order that prevented municipalities from fining people for violating a mask mandate. And the governor says he's not going to impose any statewide lockdowns. Well, Democrat mayors didn't like that. Miami Beach Democratic Mayor Dan Galber.
Pretty obvious this was a political decision. It was clearly not intended to protect residents or even our economy. Our governor has always tried to be as much like President Trump as possible. And I think he's trying to follow his game plan when it comes to dealing with the virus, which is to really just ignore mainstream science and mainstream doctors.
Even the top Democrat in the state of Florida, possibly a Democratic candidate against Governor DeSantis in 2022, Nikki Fried, says the governor's been totally wrong on this issue. In fact, before the governor shut things down originally back in the springtime, Fried's out there saying that we reopened too quickly, and she would have advised the governor to shut down much sooner.
Is that there has been no leadership from the governor. We have seen that from day one, is giving misinformation to the citizens of our state. I had called for a shutdown 3 weeks prior to him actually initiating it, and then he reopened too fast. We had a very methodical, data-driven reopening plan that he threw out the window. So we opened up too fast, went to phase one, and then went to phase two. There was absolutely zero accountability to local establishments. We're not following those guidelines.
Now, remember, the numbers, of course, the percentages of deaths are way down. Remember the summertime we saw a spike, and then it went way down again. Here's the question. Can you imagine if Democrats were in power right now? Would we be at 25, 50%, or do you think we'd be totally still locked down in the state of Florida? South Florida, Democratic rep, who, by the way, lost in a swing district, but normally goes for the Democrats. Democratic Representative Donna Shalala, remember what she said. No, we don't need to shut down Florida's economy. We need to shut it down again.
It's terrible, which means the virus is out of control. The lack of leadership in the White House and in our governor's office, they simply have not hit this with a hammer, which is what we needed to do, and starve the virus. They opened too soon, and they misunderstand what you need to do, or they understand it and they're not willing to do it. We need to close down in Florida, but the real thing we need to do is we need to close down again.
Close down again. Thank goodness that she lost her seat. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on West Bay Street headed east, right between Lee and Jefferson Street. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from UNTUCKit. Now you can get 30% off everything with the Black Friday sale happening at UNTUCKit's 80-plus stores and UNTUCKit.com. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels and easy wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss 30% off everything for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift at your nearest UNTUCKit store or at UNTUCKit.com. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We are the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M-Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you gotta grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning, we had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Chuck'n brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More. It takes family to build a better burger. Let the M-Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M-Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger.
The Brandon Groover NewsHour is a talk radio show sponsored by Elite Home Health, where all viewpoints are respected. Everything is balanced against the facts. Political correctness will not get in the way of solutions. Brandon Groover is starting a movement that will bring Americans together while keeping her great and holding our leaders accountable. No spin allowed. Brandon Groover wants to hear from you Fridays at 5 p.m. on WBOB 600 AM and 101.1 FM.
For your Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers. Expect the high today about 68. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of showers if you have any plans. So, could be some showers. Not a lot of a chance there. Low 59. Friday, mostly sunny. Again, a chance of showers. High around 75. It's 46 degrees now in Jacksonville. Talk Radio WBOB. The final hand recount of the presidential race in Georgia is expected to be released today. Some South Florida mayors say Governor DeSantis isn't doing enough to address the coronavirus. And GasBuddy.com says car travel will be down 45% this holiday season.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger's taking some time off. He was due a couple weeks vacation. So he says, man, I'm starting this week. I said, man, get the early jump, man, for Thanksgiving. So he did it. And so our good friend AJ Davis is hanging out with us today. 904-831-0600, which means you, which is normally the case, you out there listening, get to play co-host with me at 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. AJ, I plan to be on the road this week. I'm going to go to down and spend time with the family for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but yes, I plan to drive. My AJ's jet wasn't available, so I got to drive. But according to what you just heard, GasBuddy.com says that car travel is going to be down by 45% this year.
We're looking at a drop, a big drop, not just a small drop. Only a third of Americans hitting the road for Thanksgiving this year. That's down from two-thirds last year. And, of course, you can blame coronavirus.
That's from GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan. Voting systems. This has been a hot topic all week. Ed, the hammer. There was no sickle, but the hammer and scorecard. Dominion, Smart Tech, whatever some of the name of these groups out there. This is what caused all of these votes to go from Trump to Biden, but yet no one seems that they're able to prove it. Fox News' John Roberts.
President Trump has repeatedly criticized the voting machines Georgia and 29 other states use, Dominion voting systems. The president alleging in tweets that in jurisdictions using Dominion machines, votes for him were changed to votes for Biden. Supporters of the president have also raised questions about voting software called Smartmatic, a company with roots in Venezuela that has provided technology for several Venezuelan elections. Obama TSA chief Peter Neffinger, now a member of the Biden transition team, is the chairman of Smartmatic's board. And Trump supporters have leveled accusations that a CIA supercomputer called The Hammer and a software program called Scorecard were used to change votes. The former head of DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, Chris Krebs, had dismissed those accusations as unfounded conspiracy theories, tweeting, "I'm specifically referring to the Hammer and Scorecard nonsense. It's just that nonsense. This is not a real thing. Don't fall for it.
Remember, early in the week, one of the president's lawyers for the campaign, Sidney Powell, said this.
Because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose.
As much as I love to see the president pull this out, there is no proof of any of that. Vote by mail. Now, Georgia later today says that they're going to announce their hand recount. As you know, they found more votes out there, but some of them still went for Biden. Most of them did go for President Trump, but it's not going to, they say, make up a 13,000 vote difference. The Republican Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, said that if President Trump had not told his base not to vote by mail, instead allowed them to vote by mail, which is an absentee, the president would have won the state.
Primary. Those 24,000 people did not vote in the fall either. They did not vote absentee because they were told by the president, don't vote absentee. It's not secure. But then they did not come out and vote in person. He would have won by 10,000 votes. He actually suppressed his own voting base.
By the way, what he is saying there, he says a lot of them that did vote in the primary did not vote in the general election. Why would that happen, Ed? Well, folks, you know Florida very well. Many races are done by the primary. We've covered this for years, for example, like a nonpartisan race and others out there. But remember what the president said around the fall, or this is around July of what he said about vote by mail.
And they say the projected winner or the winner of the election. I don't want to see that take place in a week after November 3rd or a month or, frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years. Years, or you never even know who won the election. I'd love to see voter ID. But this is the opposite of voter ID. The Democrats love it. The Republicans hate it. We all agree that absentee voting is good. Mail-in ballots will lead to the greatest fraud. I want to have the result of the election.
But can anybody tell me what the difference is between an absentee and a vote by mail? Kind of interesting question out there. Folks, wait till you hear this story. In Detroit, AJ knows that Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan, which is, we all know, like Philadelphia, is got major fraud, but yet nobody, it's just a big deal. Wait till you hear the clip coming up from the CNN report. It's no big deal. It happens all the time. This made national news. There's a four-board. It's what's called a canvassing board. They all must agree. You got Democrats, Republicans. Sometimes you got a judge on there as well just to overtake and to oversee when it comes to the recounts. Two of the Republican board members were not going to certify the vote in Michigan because according to state law, when the numbers are not in balance, what does that mean? Well, if I send out to a precinct, there's 100 votes, but yet 200 comes back, that is not in balance. This is what board member William Hartman said.
When we had the primary, it was 72% out of balance. And we had a resolution that came out from this board that the city was supposed to have oversight from the Secretary of State, which they did get. But the numbers have not improved. It's still 71% out of balance.
71% out of balance. When the two Republicans decided not to do that, everybody called them out on the social media, by Zoom. They called accusations the canvassing board would not certify, and they were called racist.
Both of you go home tonight and read up on systemic racism.
Shame on you. Shame on you for leading to this level of corruption.
It is as though the 15th Amendment was never passed. This country has been brought to its knees by Republican fanatics.
Your cult's followers doing whatever your cult leader tells you to do.
So again, they were called racist. Here is the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan.
It's part of this scheme that Republicans have
racism?
Tried. This racist scheme, frankly, cities like Detroit and Philadelphia and Atlanta and Milwaukee, where there are lots and lots of black voters, and they were trying to disenfranchise people.
Disenfranchise. They knew it was going that way. Coming up next on the other side, listen to how the CNN reporters cover this story. It is quite fascinating. We got all this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed south right between St. John's and San Juan Avenue. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tuna's Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. During this busy holiday season, Z Best Original Tuna's Restaurant will continue to serve you 10 till 10, 7 days a week. Almost a dozen flavors of wings, original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. 30 shrimp, still $9.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest. Now try Z Best Original Tuna's Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
For your Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds expected today. With that comes a chance of showers, high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, more showers possible, low 59. Friday, the sun returns with a chance of showers, high 75. 46 degrees now in Jacksonville. Talk Radio WBOB, the home of Ed Dean in the morning.
28 minutes after 6 a.m., Roger Henderson taking some time off for vacation, man. He just said, hey, I'm taking some time, bro. I've been wanting to do it. I said, do it. So AJ's going to hang out with me this morning. I've got some guests lined up for you at 9:04. By the way, this gives you a chance to co-host with me this morning. Some of you think...
Yeah, you need a co-host.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying AJ. AJ always hangs out. But no, what I'm saying is that some of you like to opine. And we may allow you to do it this morning. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Remember the rigged ballots? We know that it happens in Philadelphia and Detroit, but I'm the coach of Team Reality. Team Reality says it's not going to suffice and make up the margin of difference. We know that voter fraud takes place in Detroit, Michigan. Listen to what the media said. CNN, Pamela Brown, no biggie, it happens.
Two Republican members of the board there were blocking the certification of the votes. Now, they claimed it was because there were irregularities, that there was an imbalance in a couple of the precincts where the signatures in the poll book didn't match up with the number of votes that were tabulated. But it's important to note, Wayne County has had a history of that issue, and it was only by a few votes that were off in a few of these precincts when it was unbalanced. But now these Republican board members cited that.
Yeah, it's no biggie. They've had a history of it. Who cares, you know? Oh, boy. I just like the media, man. It's no biggie. It happens. 904-831-0600. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We will be hearing from Georgia later today, a report expected on the state's hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. Meanwhile, the Trump team moving ahead with challenges in other states, including Wisconsin, where the Trump campaign will pay several million dollars to recounts in a couple of predominantly Democrat counties. America's confirmed coronavirus death toll now surpassing 250,000, with infections on the rise in every state. In New York City, the public schools are closing. It will be online learning at least until month's end in New York. Denver closing its schools as well. The U.S. reported 170,000 new infections yesterday. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. Dow futures down 138 points. NASDAQ futures off 45 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Thinking about life.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boydman. Three men were shot, one didn't make it. Police in Green Cove Springs say that Tuesday night they took two men to the hospital from the scene on Center Street. One of those two, Skylar Townsend, a teenager, passed away later that evening. The other man who'd been shot at the same time got himself to the hospital. The holidays in Fernandina Beach will be different this year thanks to you know what. News for Jax reports that city commissioners have voted to cancel all special events through the end of the year due to the pandemic. So no tree lighting, no Christmas parade, no fireworks on New Year's Eve, and the shrimp drop is off too. Two police officers have been involved in a deadly shooting. On Tuesday night, they went to a place on Masters Drive in St. Augustine where some people were trying to stop Dustin Acosta from getting behind the wheel and driving drunk. Police say that when they entered the place, Acosta pointed a gun at them, so they fired theirs, killing him. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Do you like a good steak dinner? Well, let our Baker Boys come out and replace your glass or mirror in your home or business, and we'll buy you a free steak dinner at Cross Creek Steakhouse.
For auto, home, or business, no one treats you better. Baker Glass and Mirror, home of the free steak dinner.
Have you got a cracked or chipped windshield? Let my Baker Boys replace your windshield today, and I'll give you two free steak dinners at Cross Creek Steakhouse. You always get more at Baker Glass and Mirror.
For auto, home, or business, no one beats the Baker Boys. Baker Glass and Mirror.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed south, right between St. John's and San Juan Avenue. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59. On this Thursday morning, some Florida mayors say Governor DeSantis isn't doing enough to address the coronavirus. The Georgia Secretary of State says President Trump might have won the state if he told his base to vote by mail. And a new poll finds half of Republicans believe Biden won because of a rigged election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some couple calls. 904-831-0600. David's on line one. Hey, man, good morning.
Good morning. Something about the mean voting that nobody's really talking about. Yes, so like I've heard that like Pelosi, you know, lobbyists paid her, but Newsweek last year wrote an article about Mitch McConnell receiving money from the meeting as well, from the lobbyists. I didn't read all of it, but I saw the headline. I read a little bit. I was like, okay, this is just getting too much, and I just, you know, turned off my phone at that point.
Okay, and the concerns are
that the Republicans are claiming that the Democrats got paid by Dominion, but yet here we have a Republican also getting paid by Dominion. Call out both sides.
Okay, so let's say they got paid. What does that mean?
Yeah, see, I'm not saying that, but the super conspiracists, they're saying, you know, Democrats got paid, and that's why the election got rigged.
That's where you're getting at. All right.
So then you got to also call out Mitch McConnell at that point because he got paid too. So, you know.
Hey, David, why is everybody getting paid except for me and you?
Man, I don't know. So that's why I said I didn't read that much into the article. It was a 2019 by Newsweek. At that point, I said it's getting too much. And it's weird.
All right, brother.
Everybody getting paid.
Yep. All right, man. I appreciate the call. 904-831-0600. I'm just looking for a couple of things. Yeah, so everybody's getting paid except me and you, AJ. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. We're just going to have to work on it.
Yeah, 904. By the way, what's going on? What are you doing for Thanksgiving this week?
Well, next week for Thanksgiving, I think that I'll probably be social distancing since I've been doing that for a while. You know what I'm saying?
I'm messing up with my mic here.
So, are we having a mic difficulty?
No mic difficulty. I'm just putting on a thing here. 904-831-0600, the Dominion thing. I like that. 904-831. By the way, just for all of you tuning in, Roger's fine, folks. Everybody gets some vacation time, and he was going to do it right after the election, and then he said, hey, I'm going to take a couple weeks off, so he's enjoying it.
All right.
At least he's enjoying it. All right. 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB. All right. Let's get to it. David Williams, one of my favorites. You see him on the Fox Business Network. He comes on this. He's been with us for the last 10 years. One of my favorites out of D.C. He is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, a tax watch advocacy group. Covers a lot of the fiscal matters that's going on, not just nationwide, but in the state of Florida. These are one of the groups. David, do you get any money from Dominion? Just can you share that with us?
I can neither confirm nor deny. No, I get no money from Dominion.
I love it. So anyway, David Williams is on our Newsmaker line, the website protectingtaxpayers.org. I want to get to some of these arguments about the state lockdowns, but I want to go to a different story here real quick. The student debt loan, they say it's a major crisis. There's like $1.7 trillion out there. Listen to what Joe Biden said just recently. Here's the clip.
I've laid out in detail, for example, the legislation passed by the Democratic House calls for immediate $10,000 forgiveness of student loans.
But here's the thing. The Democrats say that they want to go further here by canceling all of the debt. Listen to this clip. Here is Democrat Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. I got to tell you, you know, David, I used to write a lot of comedy scripts, you know, for years and write scripts for certain groups out there. But I got to, that was as a reporter, by the way, but whoever writes these scripts for the left, I got to tell you something. I want to hang out with these guys. Listen to what she says. She says if we canceled the student loan debt, it will create the biggest stimulus for the economy. Here's the clip.
It is a mandate to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to do the things we can do to cancel student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans. Single biggest stimulus we could add to the economy.
There you go. Don't you love that spin?
That is so outrageous.
But it's a good one, huh?
No, listen, that's the kind of thing that plays to their base, right? And they're trying to play to the center, which isn't going to work because we know that. And listen, Chuck Schumer in the Senate has said he wants $50,000. So, I mean, this is almost like a game show now where the House starts at $10,000 in forgiveness and Chuck Schumer wants $50,000 in forgiveness. I mean, this is going to be expensive. We're talking about trillions of dollars here, Ed.
Yeah, I know that's where they're going. Listen to what Greg Gutfeld said, the host of the Greg Gutfeld Show. He kind of nailed it right here.
Why don't you ask why the debt's there to begin with? It's because of the government. Government subsidized these loans, which allowed the tuition to keep inflating and inflating and creating this academic bubble that we have to land.
And when the government's there, there is no competition. They can do this all the time. I'm not here to blame Obama. We know what happened underneath here when they decided to take over all of this. The bottom line is I don't think there's any point of return where we're going to go back and allow more of the private sector to come in. Where guess what? Schools have to compete for your dollars.
Right, and what's going to happen is schools are going to say, well, fantastic, they just canceled all of this, we got paid, so we can raise tuition prices again. And that's what the left fails to realize, that market forces are at work here. And there are no market forces when you're subsidizing all of these education loans. And the reason why we have such a massive debt in education is because of student loans. I know it sounds circular, but this is what's happening right now.
Yeah. So, by the way, here's one more, because I keep asking the question. You've known me for years. As an economics reporter, I always sit back and go, okay, what if? So if we're going to cancel the student loan debt, what if I have other debt out there? Here's another clip right here.
You talk about debt. Why do we care about that debt? Like, how much is that a month? $250, $300?
Up to $500.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about car loan debt? What about the people who drive for a living, who couldn't go to the Ivy League colleges, yep, who help, take care of their families, but they have a truck? Why not cancel that debt, right? The cab drivers, the Lyft drivers, Uber drivers. Why don't you cancel that debt? Why is this so important? Is it because they're just a voting block you're trying to bribe?
Hey, I've got some credit card debt. Why don't we cancel that instead of capping the interest rates? Hey, by the way, why don't you help me pay off some of my mortgage as well?
Well, interesting, because Gutfeld really hits the nail right on the head, because you're talking about a demographic. You're talking about 22 to 25 to 30-year-olds that have the bulk of this debt, and they're a voting block. I mean, let's be clear here. This is about getting people to vote for the Democrats, and it's giving them something for free. And it sounds good, right? Education. Oh, we all want to invest in education. But no, it's not about education. It's about paying people off to vote for them, and that's what the Democrats are trying to do with our money. I mean, let's be straight. This is with our taxpayer money.
As more Democrat governors are calling for more of a lockdown and shutdown, not all the Democrats are going down with this. Here is Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says, hey, we went through all these shutdowns. We saw what it did to the economy. She goes, I'm all in favor of mask mandates. Listen to the clip here. But she says, and by the way, she's a Democrat. And by the way, Kansas is not a liberal state for the most part. And she sounds very moderate. She says, what we need to do is leave it to the local areas. Here's clip number 7.
Because we are giving some flexibility and autonomy to our local elected officials to put in place what will work for them. Do they need to have a face covering protocol in place? Absolutely. But we think we've seen, what we've learned is that one size does not fit all. And so we want them to develop something that will work for them.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody was telling me, hey, you notice all this happened, of course, after the election. We had COVID cases slightly going up out there before November the 3rd as well. What is this going with if he gets sworn in? I don't think he's going to go down the path. He can't do a nationwide lockdown, but even though his COVID advisors say yes, I don't see this going any further. This may happen in some states. Where do you see this going over the next month?
So right now in the UK, they're playing this game that they're saying, if we lock down for 4 to 5 weeks, we can have 2 weeks open during Christmas time. And I'm wondering if that's where we're going in this country, is that if there's going to be some sort of trade-off with this. And what I don't understand about lockdowns, what I don't understand about limited capacity, is that they're closing places early, let's say at 10 p.m. instead of midnight. Wouldn't you want to have a place open as much as possible to give people the flexibility to come and go? And, you know, the gyms in Washington, D.C., open up at 8 instead of 5, and they close at 8 instead of 10. Well, so you're packing more people in to
exactly
the limited amount of time. It just goes counter to science, which I thought we were supposed to listen to.
But, David, you bring an interesting point. Why would you close things at 10 when if you're at a restaurant and a lot of people eat at a bar? For example, you know me well. I don't drink, but if I'm with some friends, if I can get some food, I will go sit at the bar table so I can get my food much quicker so the lesser people can wait. But anyway, I'm joking. It's a joke. But what I'm saying is that you would have more people at your restaurant between 6 and 8 at night. If there's more people there than at 9 and 10, why wouldn't you just shut it down then?
Yeah, exactly. And what the left fails to realize is that businesses don't want to injure their patrons, that they are doing everything possible to clean, to have social distancing, is that there is a level of trust between a consumer and the business, and businesses understand that. And we'll never know where someone picks up COVID. You know,
right.
Did it happen in the gym? Did it happen in the restaurant? Did it happen at home? Listen, we have seen a lot of these cases start in the home. So what you're saying is we're going to force people to stay inside with their family and just pass it to each other, while being outside actually is safer and probably better for
us. Hey, by the way, you cover a lot of spending. You're going to have a massive stimulus Maybe not in the size that we saw over the summertime of $3 trillion pushed by the Dems. But with so many states, I mean, they're going to shut you down, but they've got no way, because it's almost like due compensation of an unglorified version of eminent domain. If they shut you down, according to law, they've got to compensate you. Instead, they'd rather just loan you money.
Well, it's really like property rights, because they've taken away your property. They said you can't operate your business. So there has to be a role in government. What I'm concerned about, Ed, is next year when you have the states going into session and they're coming through with all of these bills and taxes are going to go up, it's going to be a mess in these legislatures next year.
And by the way, you bring up a valid point. The hundreds into the billions of loss of tax revenue, for example, here in the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says and I agree with him, he ain't going to do another shutdown. Now, the other question is, I got less than a minute, what happens to some of these local municipalities that are run by Democrats?
Well, they're going to look to the federal government. I mean, that's what we've seen this already in the last 6 or 7 months. They're trying to get federal taxpayers to bail them out. And Mitch McConnell has said no. I mean, he's put his foot down. If it wasn't for him, you know, we probably would have spent close to $1 trillion bailing out states. And listen, these are states that were fiscally irresponsible when Corona was just a beer.
Right.
So this is, you know, nothing new for Illinois and these other states. And, of course, the well-run states like Texas and others, they're going to have to pay for it. That's a shame of it all. But luckily, we haven't seen that yet. And listen, Joe Biden wants a $3.4 trillion relief bill. Wall Street wants a $4 trillion relief bill because they just want cash in the economy. That's all they care about.
David Williams from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, protectingtaxpayers.org. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. More coming up next.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Already starting to see some slow traffic on JTB headed towards the beach just before San Pablo. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certifies gemologists and registered jewelers and certifies sales associates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
The year was 1957, and two of the number one songs that year were Pat Boone with Love Letters in the Sand, and Elvis had a huge hit with All Shook Up. A top 10 TV show was Have Gun, Will Travel, starring Richard Boone, who actually moved to St. Augustine in 1971. 1957 was also the year that the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And they offer free evaluations and fittings by 4 board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, Boger Shoes can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger's also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, New Balance, and Dansko, just to mention a few. And congratulations to Boger Shoes for winning Bold City's Best Specialty Shoe Store. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success for 63 years. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger's difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Looks like we're going to start out with some cool sunshine this morning. A little breezy, too. Partly sunny later on with a chance of showers. High 68. Tonight, partly cloudy. Maybe some more showers. Low 59. And Friday, mostly sunny, but still chance of showers. High 75. 46 degrees now in Jacksonville. Talk Radio, WBOB. Joe Biden wants to limit student debt relief, but some Democrats want him to eliminate student debt altogether.
The Georgia Secretary of State says President Trump might have won the state if he told his base to vote by mail. And a new poll finds that half of Republicans still believe that Biden won because of a rigged election. Ed Dean is here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Coming up on 6:49, good morning, Ed Dean. Roger Henderson's out on vacation, man, taking some time off. We knew he was going to do
nice.
It.
Nice.
He said, hey, man, I'm going to take about a week and a half off, enjoy the family, Thanksgiving. I said, dude, do it. So you got me, A.J. Davis, and a lot more. Plus your call. So here's your chance to play co-host this morning with us at 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. I like polls. I think some polls are accurate depending on what is asked, but sometimes the internals of the polls as well. But sometimes you get a gist of what people feel like. There's a new poll by Reuters. You ready for this? This was done just last week. Half of the Republicans say Biden won because of a rigged election. The other half of Republicans believe that Trump rightfully won, though that the U.S. election was stolen from him by widespread voter fraud. Here with the latest is Reuters News.
According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 73% of those polled agreed that President-elect Joe Biden had won the election. But when asked specifically whether Biden had rightfully won, Republicans showed suspicion. 68% of Republicans said they were concerned that the 2020 election was rigged, and only 29% believed that Biden had rightfully won. But of those polled, 52% of Republicans said that Trump rightfully won, but that it was stolen from him because of widespread voter fraud that favored his rival.
All right, so what side do you sit on? Are you now, again, one more time, this is Reuters News. They say that 73% of those polled agreed that, now folks, that means you got to get some Republicans out there, agree that Biden won the election. But when asked specifically whether Biden had rightfully won, half of the Republicans said they were suspicious about how Biden's victory was obtained. So there you go. Half say, well, Biden won because it was rigged, blah, blah. So I always enjoy this conversation. What ifs, okay? How many all buy into that poll? It was widespread. I don't know if it was widespread because you got to prove it was all widespread. Who's part of the conspiracy? Is it Dominion? Is it those of the Biden campaign? Or was it the supervisor of elections all got together, even some of the red states, and sat back and said, we're going to give it to Donald Trump? No, we're going to give the Schaaf victory not to Donald Trump, but instead we're going to give him the nonsense and give it to Joe Biden. How many all buy into that? Now, we all know there's voter fraud in South Florida. We know there's voter fraud in Philadelphia. We know there's voter fraud in Detroit. We know what happens. But what you know and what you can prove are two different outcomes. So the Team Reality, which I'm the new captain of, that's the new thing, AJ, we get called Team Reality. Can you make up the spread out there? Georgia's going to come out. Yes, we found out 6,000 more votes came out in some of the counties. A boatload of them did favor Trump, but it's still not going to make up the margin of difference out there. Remember, in Arizona, it was because they were losing, and Fox News called it early, okay, whatever. But they cannot make up the difference out there. By the way, for the record, and I've told this to everybody, AJ, I am all for the recounts. I'm all for Trump campaign suing because the end to me justifies the means. To me, the justify the means of the end part is to prove and to show where we do have it in certain areas. Now, widespread, you got to show it statewide and all the conspiracy out there. By the way, Dominion systems are used in Florida. Florida didn't go for the Democrats. How do you explain that? To some of my conspiracy friends out there who I enjoy talking with, when you say, well, it was done, then why wasn't it done in Florida? Well, you have more Democrats. Can somebody tell me that? Can somebody tell me that? 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600, 653, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's an accident on the Buckman Bridge headed south that has a right lane blocked. It's causing some stop-and-go traffic, so add an extra 7 minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect the high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So,
Here's some good news for a change.
As if a triathlon isn't difficult enough, try doing an Ironman triathlon. Yeah, that's exactly what Chris did, and it just put him in the Guinness World Record books for being the first person with Down syndrome to complete one. Everyone is so proud of him, including the Special Olympics. They said this is a historical achievement, but no time to celebrate because he's already training for the Ironman World Championship. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
This year,
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Morning sunshine, the cool variety, and a little breezy today. Then more clouds this afternoon with a chance of showers, high 68. More clouds and showers possible tonight, low 59. And Friday, more sunshine, again with a chance of showers, high 75. 46 degrees now in Jacksonville. Talk radio, WBOB, the home of Ed Dean.
You were saying morning sunshine. Why were you looking at me going morning sun? Were you calling me sunshine?
Yeah, you're my sunshine, baby.
I'm messing with you, man. Anyway, Roger Henderson, our good friend, taking some time off, man. He busy year. So I said, man, take some time off for Thanksgiving. So he decided to do a little early, so it's good. So he's going to enjoy some time off. That gives some of you a chance to co-host. Doesn't mean you... remember, we're still putting time limits on some of you out there. Remember, rapid fire. Make your point because people want to hear what you got to say. Let's go to James. I wonder what that comment specifically was targeted to. Hey, man, good morning.
Morning, guys. Man, I'm glad your co-host is there, but I'm glad Roger's got some vacation.
Man, he needs time. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he does. He works hard. Hey, listen, I'm not even going to go into the presidential election. That's a hot mess. But let's talk about all the other positive GOP victories across the country. And by the way, these are comments by a Democrat senator named Ray Clyburn, who I pretty much respect. Nationwide, the defund the police movement, done. That movement is over. Medicare for all did not pass either. I'm talking about nationwide. There was 12, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there was 12 conservative women voted to the House. None of the House seats were flipped. Okay, they all remain pretty much the same. The Senate, we can pretty much say the Senate is going to be majority Republican. I don't think Ossoff in Georgia is going to pull it off. I think the Republicans will show up for that.
I got one more. I got one more for you. You ready?
Yeah.
It's Amy Coney Barrett. Supreme Court justice. How about that one? So that's what I'm getting at. So to me, that's a big one. I got to run. Got top of the hour, man. Bam, to the point. All right. Anyway, 904-831-0600. More coming up next at the 7 a.m. hour right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco.